Good morning and welcome to Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Keely Rager with my co-host, Kate Doherty. And actually, today is a little bit different. Kate is in Minnesota, up at Mayo Clinic. So she's calling in, and we're going to find out about a lot of things that are going on in her life and my life. And it's just been a crazy time. So one of the things that we have been discussing is we have these conversations. And if you've been listening to our radio station and radio show for any period of time, you know that we talk about a lot of different things, and we've always felt called to get our conversations out there and have other people start talking about these things, and today is no different. So, Kate, welcome. I hope everything's going well up there in Minnesota.
Well, I'm ready to come home, but yes, I think actually, God is good, and we're really lucky to be able to be up here and to kind of live in this time. But, you know, I want to piggyback on what you said before about, you know, the show started because we started to gather gargantuan amounts of information, and we needed a way to share it. But furthermore, not just that, it was these conversations you and I had on the telephone that, you know, I would laugh and say, man, you know, I really want to share that, or we got to get this conversation started. And you would say the same thing. And so I'm kind of excited because today, as you listen to this show, you're really going to hear our phone conversations about different subject matters. And today we are in Minnesota. We just got home from the National Down Syndrome Congress. And, you know, it's interesting the path that you kind of get led, because I was sitting in one of the workshops, and I was listening to them talk about kids with multiple levels of airway obstruction. And I was thinking, ooh, wow, hope that's not us, because it's something that's somewhat common with kiddos who rock an extra chromosome like my son. Mm-hmm. And anyway, and then they talked about this new, not even approved yet, it's not approved for children yet. They're trialing it in adults. They're trialing it for kids in certain areas of the country, but essentially it's an implant by which you can bypass some of these really nasty surgical measures for kiddos who have multiple airway obstruction. Anyway, I remember sitting there and thinking, man, you know, I really hope that's, you know, not something we ever have to live through. And so we had our appointment up here at Mayo to come up and get checked out. And sure enough, well, sinus therapy, which is an outside-the-box therapy that we tried for our kiddo, worked amazing. His nasal passages, sinus passages, everything is golden there. I mean, miraculous. We avoided surgery there. However, winner, winner, chicken dinner, those kids with the multiple airway obstructions, that I was like, whew, hope we don't have to go through that. Well, that is our reality.
Of course. Because
that's essentially what we're looking at. And the traditional methods, you know, are some really ucky surgeries to help fix this for kiddos who CPAP or which is, if anybody knows about sleep apnea, it's, you know, some people out there listening are wearing CPAP machines to help them get the proper oxygen. However, in our case, you know, we have sinusitis. So CPAP and sinusitis don't go well together, and you have these multiple airway obstructions. But the beautiful news, and this kind of goes back to God and the technology-related issue, and, you know, we now have this ability to implant technology similar to the pacemaker technology, and avoid a surgery, avoid a major surgery.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Now, whether or not we will be accepted into trials, whether or not, you know, it's going to be a right fit for us, all of that requires a lot more investigation. But, you know, I'm just really thankful that we live in a time and an age that such things are possible, because they wouldn't have been. And when our bodies don't get proper oxygen, you know, it can be a really ugly thing further on down the road. But part of that, I guess I want to also kind of go into the next piece, which is the importance of faith when you're walking some of these walks we have in life. And I just really want to stress whether you're listening today and you're spiritual or not spiritual, or maybe you're one of those people who say, oh, you know, that's not for me, or I tried it once, I cannot stress enough the importance of the presence of God in our life as we walk this journey.
Well, it's almost like he put the speaker at National Down Syndrome Congress in your path.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and, you know, there are some people who would say, oh, this is a bunch of hooey. But, you know, no, I don't think it's a bunch of hooey. And I believe that as we're each on a journey, everybody, typical, non-typical, neurotypical, that you do need to develop that sense of your spirituality, because I think that it does help. I think it helps guide you. And no matter what comes your way, I personally know that I can't imagine walking this walk without my faith. But you know what? I can't imagine walking the walk of my life prior to having a non-typical child. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. But I think it's also these experiences that we have that we go searching. We're seeking mm-hmm. something. And I think when we're seeking, that's when we're really going to find. And, you know, and it talks about that, even if you dig into your Bible, seeking and you will find. And I think that when we hit these, I don't know if you want to call them roadblocks or if you want to call them experiences or situations, that we are, it's something new. And it's something that we don't know how to handle. And it's really amazing how people are brought into our life on our path to help guide us. And I truly mm-hmm. believe that as well, Kate. I'm on the same path with you. Is I truly believe that those people are brought into our life to direct us to the right path on our journey, to take us where we need to go and get the answers that we need. And I think that for your little man, that has been mm-hmm. Seen. You can look back and you can just see the hand of God working in his life. As I can say, I can see it in mine and my children mm-hmm. and my husband. So I think as we move forward, finding that spiritual peace is key. And I think it helps us to really keep searching and not stopping. And that's something you and I kind of chatted about, too, that I want to go into just a little bit, with not always taking no for an answer. I think as we get out there and, you know, we have our kids, I know I have a child that's injured right now, and we've had to go through multiple doctors, multiple offices, and can't figure it out. And so we're not taking no for an answer. And I know that that's where you're at as well. And you're mm-hmm. searching out new ways, new technology, new techniques. And I think that's what we have to do.
Well, I think, well, and here's the thing. For me, I see a direct correlation or a parallel, if you will, between, you know, through your faith-based journey, you know, seek, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, keep seeking. If it's not a right fit, you know, go another path, but you
yes.
know, don't give up on that spiritual journey. And when it comes to our kiddos or ourselves or, you know, our family members who are living with medical related issues or educational related issues, don't give up. Keep seeking. And, you know, sometimes I hear people say, oh, well, I looked into that once. Well, you know what, Keel? If it's been longer than 5 years ago, look again.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, actually, in some cases, if it's been longer than 6 months ago, the therapies and the techniques, we are living at an age where it really is absolutely astounding the rate at which we're making discoveries. I mean, every single day, there's something new. And some of those discoveries are scary in nature because of what that, you know, there with any discovery, there's potential for good and there's potential for evil. On the other hand, to live at a time where we can actively seek and be proactive in finding the best treatment, the best therapies, you know, I just really strongly encourage families and professionals, you know, if you're confused, don't ever give up.
Absolutely.
And again, that's that parallel that goes back to the faith-based journey of, don't ever give up.
And Kate, I want to get into that more, but we are actually winding down to our first segment. Can you believe that? It goes really fast. But this is Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Keely Rager with Kate Doherty, my friend in Mayo, and we will be right back. Calling all self-advocates, family members, and professionals who are interested in applying for Downcountry scholarships. Applications open on September 14th. Go to upatdowncountry.com for more information and to obtain a scholarship application. Still have questions? Call 217-617-3568 and Kate Doherty will guide you through the process. Don't delay. This is an amazing opportunity to gain access to national and international conferences to further your knowledge and receive CEUs. Visit upatdowncountry.com today. Looking for a fun time and a great way to support a local organization? Look no further. On August 18th, Down by the River, presented by Abel's Quick Shop and hosted by Wyman's Club, is a great place to start. 100% of the proceeds received at the door from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. will go directly to Down Country to help support their scholarship fund. Check them out on Facebook, and I'll meet you down by the river on August 18th.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down Country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Down Country on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com. Welcome back to Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Keely Rager with my co-host Kate Doherty, who is calling in from Mayo Clinic up in Minnesota. Welcome, Kate.
Hey, again, I'm so glad to be back and talking about this subject because, you know, I think that very often, for whatever reason, we get scared to talk about faith in our lives. And for me, when it comes to dealing with medical or educational issues or I guess basically just getting up in the morning, I'm not really sure how you walk I'm not sure how you would do any of it without being on your spiritual path. And you know, for me, I just really from this show today would like to encourage anybody, you know, I know there are people out there who feel like giving up or they feel like there aren't any answers. And I just really hope that someone today gets the message, don't give up, don't quit seeking, don't quit finding, you know, keep searching. And you know what, if you say, oh, I tried it once, or I went there once, or I looked into that once, try again. You know what I mean? Like, you know, all those no's or those bad fits, they're just a way of redirecting you to where you need to be. And for me, that's where when we talk about our faith journey or there's that correlation, that parallel to our medical or educational, you know, our life journey, because, you know, just because the door doesn't open or just because that path is closed at one point in time, it doesn't mean to quit seeking. And then also, you know, when we were on break, we talked a little bit about this silly misconception that somehow you know, Keely, that God magically endowed you with the gifts you needed to know how to be the best mom possible for your kiddo. And I think you'd agree, you're just learning as you go, aren't you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, and I think we all are. If we rely on our faith, and like you said, I loved what you said, if the door is closed, it could be a no, but it also might be a it's not time yet. So maybe Absolutely. Maybe you're not ready. Maybe whoever else on the other side of that door is not ready. But God's timing is perfect no matter what. And so the way I look at things is when I get a no, there's a better yes. And it could just be that I need to wait for that particular yes behind that particular door. But I'm going to keep pushing in another way. So when a door closes, I'm going to go towards, try it another angle. Try climbing over the wall. Try climbing through the window. Because when it comes to finding answers, whether it's therapy, whether it's medicine, whether it's pain relief, whatever your issue is, or even if it's spiritual, I think we have to keep seeking. And, you know, I was sitting here looking on my phone. Goodness, I love technology. You know, you were talking about that for Elliot. But there is a Bible verse: ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. I rely on that every single day, because I ask God a whole lot of things and I don't always get the answers that I want, but they're the right answers, and he knows that. And I think that's where you and I are going with this today. And I think we also need to realize that life happens, and we've got to move forward. And it's not, we weren't told that we were going to have an easy life, but we were told that we can live joyously and victoriously. And I, you know, without getting really deep in all of this, I do want to step in it a little bit, but that faith journey really carries us as we go through the tough times of life and trying to help our loved ones.
Well, I think you've already stepped in it, but that's okay, Keely. That's one of the reasons why I love you. But the fact of the matter, you know, is yeah, you know what? You don't always get the answers you want. I mean, like, I'll be really honest. You know, all summer long, we you know, had prayed, you know, man, we really didn't want to do that nasal and sinus surgery. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't want to have to do surgery. And, you know, wow, that's great. We don't have to do that. However, there's this whole other ball of wax that has been, you know, tossed in our plate. And the fact of the matter is, you know, it'll be okay. We'll find our way. But, you know, again, you know, it's not that you always get answers that you want. I mean, one of the reasons, you know, when I was very young, you know, I had the pleasure of being associated with some young men that were really awesome young men, who, you know, lived life with multiple interferences. And, you know, God doesn't always answer our prayers the way we want them to be answered. But you know, part of finding your joy is to find your joy each and every single day, irregardless of your circumstances.
Absolutely.
And I think that's something that we can train ourselves to do. But I want to touch on some of those misconceptions, though.
Yes.
I think
please do.
People have. You know, where somehow you magically know everything there is to know about how to raise your children, or quote unquote, you know, God only gives, you know, special kids to quote unquote special parents. And that's just simply not true. There are so many kiddos out there who are born differently or have become differently. And, you know, they did not get lucky in the parent department. And, you know, there are people out there who don't value individuals with disabilities and or other related issues. And so to say that God only gives, you know, special kids to special parents, it's not true. It's not accurate. And I think it's a misrepresentation. What I would argue is that if you are, you know, a parent, an MOM, a mean old mom, and you have that in your heart, irregardless of whether your child's typical or neurotypical, or whether you're a mom or a dad, you're going to do everything in your power to help your kid. You know what I mean? Like, medically,
educationally,
you know, like that.
Yes.
You're going to throw down. And here's the deal. That's, you know, whether your child's typical or non-typical. You know, I've got four kiddos I'm responsible for, and I'm going to throw down for each and every one of those kids.
You bet.
And when I say that, though, I also want to be clear, like, I'm also going to let them stumble and fall, because isn't that what God does in our lives? Like, here's the deal. Yeah, he actively is with us and walking our journey with us. But the fact of the matter is, there are times, well, there's a lot of times every day, as a matter of fact, we get to screw up. Free will is, you know, free will.
It's a double-edged sword.
Every day.
It can be a good thing and a bad thing.
It can, but we learn our lessons. And sometimes when we screw up the most is when we turn to him. You know, I mean, like, it's interesting. Ella got in trouble the other day. You know what I mean? Like, she had done something. And, and she got in trouble. And it was interesting because after that, I mean, she wanted to cuddle me. She wanted to, you know, she wanted to be just all up in mom's, you know, she wanted to be with me because she knew she'd screwed up. And it's interesting. I was thinking about that, too, in relation to Ella's telling me I shouldn't be telling the story because she's here with me.
She's getting thrown under the bus.
She is getting thrown under the bus. But the fact of the matter is that's what we do with God, too. You know what I mean? When we screw up or when we're really going through the ucky times in life, then that's when we turn to Him. And so, you know, sometimes I think people see parents of kids who learn or live life differently, and they think that, you know, there's something magical. And simply the reality is we have a whole lot more opportunities to go to our knees because we're worried about our kids.
Well, and that's parenting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's parenting.
So there's nothing new or unique about that, and there's certainly nothing new or unique about that in relation, you know, I'm not praying any differently for Elliot or any of my other kiddos than that mom who has a 20-year-old who's gone down the path of, you know, drugs and alcohol abuse. That she's praying the same prayers I'm praying. You know what I mean? Like, she is, and or for the kiddo who's trying to get in college. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, that
right.
mom's praying those same prayers. And sometimes we get the answers we want, and sometimes we don't get the answers we want, but we can actively help along the way by seeking out different education, medical, and therapy-related opportunities for our kids and our family,
you
our
bet.
Adults as well.
You bet. Hold that thought, because we're going to have to take another break. This is Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything with Keely Rager and Kate Doherty. I'm changing our names today. We'll be right back. Calling all self-advocates, family members, and professionals who are interested in applying for Down Country scholarships. Applications open on September 14th. Go to upatdowncountry.com for more information and to obtain a scholarship application. Still have questions? Call 217-617-3568 and Kate Doherty will guide you through the process. Don't delay. This is an amazing opportunity to gain access to national and international conferences to further your knowledge and receive CEUs. Visit upatdowncountry.com today. Looking for a fun time and a great way to support a local organization? Look no further. On August 18th, Down by the River, presented by Abel's Quick Shop and hosted by Wyman's Club, is a great place to start. 100% of the proceeds received at the door from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. will go directly to Down Country to help support their scholarship fund. Check them out on Facebook, and I'll meet you down by the river on August 18th. Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com. Welcome back, Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything. Today, we are definitely all over the road. We are talking about faith. We are talking about seeking. We are talking about not giving up. We're talking about a lot of different things, but it all comes back to one thing, is that you're seeking something. And so Kate and I over the break were discussing, what are you seeking? What are you needing? Is it medical help? Is it spiritual path? Is it, you know, whatever it is, don't stop seeking that. And I think one of the biggest things, Kate, you made the point that, you know, there's so many resources out there to us. There's a lot of churches. There's a lot of organizations. There are a lot of support groups. And you got to start somewhere. So you have to step out. Start having the conversations with your friends and with your family, or with a random stranger even sometimes will guide you. I know that I was listening to something last Sunday on ESPN before heading to church, and there was a young man, and I'm going to talk about this in a later show, but this young man ran into a woman in a bookstore, and she changed his life. So it was a random stranger that put him on the path he was supposed to be on. And I don't know about anyone else, but that gives me goosebumps because it just tells me that that woman was supposed to be in his path that day at that time to get him where he needed to be. And I'm sorry, friends. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry. I'm unapologetic. That is a God thing.
Yeah, Kate? No, it absolutely is a God thing. And here's the other piece of it. I think people, when they think about starting a spiritual, you know, like, seeking spirituality, or when they start thinking about seeking something in the medical, or they start seeking in whatever area they're seeking, education, medical, spiritual, here's the deal. They think it has to be big.
Right.
It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't. One thing. One, you know what I mean?
Agreed.
Go to one church. Go to one spiritual seminar. Go to, just start with one.
Right.
You know, maybe
well,
it's
by the time
one,
I hit
one Bible reading on your phone once
sure.
a day.
Well, by the time I hit probably my 1, 2, 3, I think 4th doctor with my daughter and her injury at this point, I was sitting there with a surgeon and, you know, we were getting nowhere. They couldn't give me answers. And I said, I just have this feeling on my gut we're missing something. And I left that office and he called me back probably 3 hours later and said, your words are haunting me. And he says, I've called a physiatrist friend of mine and he said he's going to call you and get you in this week. I was blown away. So, you know, I think we have the power to push, but we sometimes sit back and say, well, they're the doctors. They know best. No, you've got that mom or that dad or just that gut feeling if you're caring for someone that you are really wanting to help. And I think that, you know, that's not always just us. That's that spiritual knocking as well. And we can seek that guidance. So, you know, we need to rely on that and rely on our faith that, no, we're missing something or no, we need to keep going. I don't know. I just feel really strongly about that.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Because the more you seek, the closer you get.
Amen.
Sometimes we need to understand the why. You know, I mean, I think, and when we seek, you do get more answers, or you gain more knowledge, or you gain a better understanding. And you know, I think when you start that spiritual journey, then you can grow with that. When you start your medical journey, and again, I want to reiterate, if you are someone who is living with a medical situation, and you just think this is the way it has to be because that's what, if it's been longer than 5 years, go check it out again. There are so many advances happening every day.
Every
if
day.
If you are not happy where you are, figure it out. Start asking questions. It's okay. Actually, again, I'm going to go back biblical. It is biblical to seek. You know, keep seeking, keep trying to find. You may not get the answers that you want or that you think you want, but the reality is you will grow in ways that you have no idea. And that is a blessing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like I've gone to church today. And I know that our listeners in their cars, if you're on your way to church, you're like, oh, I could go home. I just heard a sermon. And we're not trying to preach to you by no means. But we do want to share what we have experienced over the years. And, you know, Kate and I, our journey has been so intertwined. It's almost scary. On the path that we've been walking separately and then together. And God just keeps bringing us together to keep and tells us, hey, this is something I want you to talk about. And so, well, here we are. And lucky you get to hear it. So this Sunday morning, Kate, again, you're there in Mayo and hopefully coming home today. Yes?
You betcha. Coming home today. And we don't have to come back up till October. And we'll know more then. But hey, Keely, the scholarship applications are opening up September 14th. For the I Learn Scholarship.
Oh, fantastic.
So those are for national, international. So let's make sure everybody kind of gets thinking about that. And we're going to start accepting artwork September 14th, too. Let's make sure everybody's aware of that. You know, maybe that's your starting point today. Maybe you fill out that application.
Take that first step.
Or maybe you create some artwork and
see where it goes.
See where it leads you. There
Absolutely.
You go.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Safe travels on your way home, dear friend. And this is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. And we'll see you next week. Don't you know?